Your last show was wonderful. Brilliant even. A real revelation.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Nezzer. I didn't know you saw our last show.
Well, I didn't.
Okay.
But you know who did?
My Aunt Zelda?
No. I was referring to the great playwright, Shakespeareagus.
Shakespeareagus saw our show?
The writer of Julius Caesar Salad and Midsummer Night's Ice Cream?
He loved your show. Larry, he said you were stupendous.
Should I be offended?
It's a compliment.
Then I accept that compliment.
He liked the show so much, he wants you to produce his next play tonight.
Tonight? I don't think we can...
And he wants Larry to be the star.
Me? The star of a great playwright's next great play.
We already have a show planned, and it would be...
Just imagine Larry's face on the poster for the show.
We certainly don't have time to make a poster. You already made a poster.
And t-shirts, trading cards, action figures, and lunchboxes.
We appreciate all this, but the thing is, we already have a show planned.
Mr. Lin is gonna juggle six chickens while standing on a cow.
No one wants to see Mr. Lin juggle his chickens.
Actually, a lot of people...
They want to see you, Larry.
Me?
Imagine you on stage, reciting Shakespeareagus' words.
All is well that ends. When it ends, well, that is all. And that's how we got picked to do Shakespeareagus' next great play.
We know, Larry. You've already told that story 5 times.
The classics never go stale, Bob.
Well done, Larry. Getting us a first-rate show.
It's called Mac Cheese. It's about a guy who became head cheese, and it goes to his head.
It is sad when a good cheese becomes a stinky cheese.
Will Mr. Lun get to juggle while standing on a cow?
Well...
No one wants to see Mr. Lun juggling chickens. No offense.
None taken?
They want to see me! That's why I'm on the poster! And the coffee mugs? And the bathrobes?
100% cotton!
Comfy, we get to do a classy show. Not like those silly shows you usually direct. Let's give the audience what they want. A Shakespeareagus play starring me.
Will we still read the letter?
The letter?
The letter from a fan. Dear Bob and Larry, I am a really good soccer player. So when I play, I don't want to share the ball with the kids who aren't that good. Now the others won't play with me. How can I show them that it is better to let the star player win the game? Love, Carla.
That's quite a letter.
Carla's friend sounds mean.
Mean?
They don't understand the pressure of being the best.
Larry, do you know what humility is?
Sure do.
Humility is the opposite of pride. Someone is humble when they think about other people more than they think about themselves.
That is a good issue. We should do a show on that.
Yes!
Just not tonight. We have a much more important show tonight. We have a show about me!
I think you found the perfect fan letter for this show, after all.
Get your sister,
get your brother,
call your uncle and your mother.
If you're missing any other of the people that you know, we're going to start the show. It's the Veggie Tale Show.
Live on stage.
It's the Veggie Tale Show.
In a nap. A star needs his beauty rest. Don't I look beauty rested?
You look out of costume with your scene coming up.
Don't worry. The director won't start the show without the star.
I'm the director.
That reminds me. I've restaged all the scenes to make sure my character is in the center all the time. It's much better than the way you did it.
But I'm the director.
I'll tell you a story of one special lad who grew to rule the kingdom.
The strongest leader a poet of songs. We loved to hear him sing them.
Heroic and handsome, we all agree.
He is destined for greatness. His name is Mac Cheese.
Bob?
What is it?
I don't have any lines in this song. Shouldn't the star have lines in this song?
Get back in the scene.
Great idea, Bob. Thanks.
Here I am, the Earl of all the sandwiches. I'm so smart, I speak like 80 languages.
I'm the noble lady who
I do push-ups daily. Watch me sing while balancing this chair.
We're among the upper-class aristocrats.
I'm the ruler of the town, they're copycats.
Our history is dramatic.
Look, I'm acrobatic. I can somersault into the air.
In the town of sandwiches, we come in a variety of packages, like meatball sub and turkey or club.
There's tuna or patty melt too.
He stepped all over my lines and is ruining the show.
His head is too big for his britches.
That's not really a saying. Larry is under some pressure. I'm sure he'll settle down. Are we ready for the next scene?
What are britches?
Hello down there.
How do you like our set?
We built it extra tall.
You look so small down there! Such a tiny McCheese!
A junior McCheese!
An itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny McCheese-a-lot!
I look small? That can't be right.
Hello, McCheese! It is I, your friend Banquet. Did the sandwiches speak truth? Are you to be king?
Do you think the star should look small?
Is that your line?
I'll be right back. Do I look bigger now?
And how fares Lady McCheese?
You are still so tiny!
Like a baby goat cheese!
Now I am really big!
Hark! What light through yonder refrigerator breaks?
Still so small.
Oh, yeah? Now I'm star tall.
Oh, look! It is a Stilton cheese.
Please be quiet with your bad puns.
Make a wish. It's a falling star.
Timber?
No, no.
Oh, no.
My. How the mighty have fallen!
How? By tripping on their stilts!
That's it! I've had enough!
Not to point fingers, but the peas started it.
If your ego wasn't so...
What is going on here?
Mr. Nezzer, pretty good show, right?
Pretty the most awful thing I've ever seen show!
So, on a scale of 1 to 10...
We're sorry, Mr. Nezzer.
I don't want sorry. I want a good show. Fix it, and fix it now.
Did he seem mad to you?
We're going to switch plays.
But I'm the star of Mac Cheese.
Oh, you'll be the star of this one. I call it Humble Pie.
Ooh, I love pie.
Curtain.
This is a story about King Nebuchadnezzar, and it comes from the Bible. Nebuchadnezzar ruled over a large kingdom.
My kingdom is larger than anybody else's.
And he was very proud.
You betcha. I'm prouder than any other king.
He loved to go over the record of his accomplishments.
Where's the royal biographer?
Here I am, my lord.
Rufus, did you know you live in the greatest kingdom ever?
Yes, my lord.
And do you know why it is the greatest kingdom ever?
It's very clean, and the people are nice, and we have a wonderful transit system. Have you seen our monorail?
No. It is the greatest kingdom ever because I am the ruler of it. I make it great.
Your Majesty, the royal garden is finished.
Is it stupendous? I only want a stupendous garden. Stupendous is a compliment.
Oh, it is stupendous. Instead of a garden on the ground, we hung the garden off the walls.
A hanging garden? That is a wonder. I'm glad I thought of it.
Technically, I thought of it.
Technically, I am the king, so I thought of it.
I do not wish to contradict.
Then don't. Tell you what, why don't you stand right over there?
I'm okay.
You can come out when you learn your manners. Rufus, put it in the book.
That the gardener was evicted?
That I made the gardens.
King Nebuchadnezzar created the Hanging Gardens of Babylon.
We finished building the new stadium.
It's huge. Yay! I love building projects. Is the stadium I built the biggest one ever?
That's weird. I don't remember seeing you at the construction site.
Not here. I'm pretty sure that I built everything in the kingdom. That is why everything is great, you know.
What?
Let me explain myself. Could you stand over there for a second? Now, you say that you built it. Here's what I say.
You landed on my hat.
Sorry. And what do you say?
You built one great stadium, sir.
Rufus, record that, please.
King Nebuchadnezzar built many great buildings.
Sire, I come from the front to report our success. We conquered Egypt.
I did? Wow, I'm a great warrior.
You?
If the army is great, it's because I made it great. Right?
Sure, you're a great warrior.
Rufus?
King Nebuchadnezzar is a great warrior.
What a glorious day. What a glorious kingdom! What a glorious king! I guess I'll go to bed and dream of what a great king I am.
The king did have a dream, but it was not a nice one. In the dream, the king saw a large tree with great-looking fruit.
Those cherries do look good. I want a taste. Mmm! Tastes just like canvas.
But workers came and cut down the tree.
Tastes just like canvas. Hey, that's my tree!
When the king woke up, he wanted to know what the dream meant. So he called in the prophet, Daniel.
Daniel!
I'm already here.
Ah!
God has revealed your dream to me. You are the tree.
Oh, is that a good thing?
God says you are to be cut down because of your great pride. You will lose your kingdom until you learn to humble yourself before God.
So, not a good thing.
Not a good thing.
What should I do?
Be humble.
I can do that. In fact, I am humble. I am the humblest king that ever lived.
Soon the king forgot about his nightmare. He went back to the way he was before.
Rufus!
Yes, sire?
Take this down. My kingdom is really, really great. It is so big and so rich. You know why the kingdom is so great? Because I am the king. It is all because of what a great king I am. All about me, me, me.
As the king boasted, God sent his angel with a message.
I am an angel of the Lord. Here's what God says to you, Mr. Small King. I am putting you into a time out.
Time out?
anything but that. God wants you to learn humility. So you will be king no more.
Aww.
And you will go mad.
I am mad. I am so angry.
No. Not angry. The other kind of mad.
Upset? Annoyed? Lose my cool? Blow my top?
No. You go mad in the head. You will think you are a cow and eat grass.
No. Not mad cow's disease.
Moo.
Moo.
Help! The king has gone crazy.
Moo.
The king thinks he's an animal.
You think you're an animal?
Moo.
Should we take care of him and nurse him back to health?
We could do that.
Or...
I like what you're thinking.
I agree.
He was asking for it.
For what?
Kick him out of the kingdom!
Bonjour forever!
Yeah!
The Mad King was driven out of his kingdom. He lived in the fields, ate grass, and went about on all fours. This went on for several years as the king completely forgot about his former self. He continued to think he was an animal.
Have you tried the grass here? It is pretty good.
If you say so.
Try it. You'll like it.
It's not bad. Doesn't taste like canvas at all.
I told you.
In fact, this is the best grass I have ever eaten. Call in the head chef. I want to compliment him.
There's no head chef. God made the grass. God made everything.
Everything?
Yep. The whole world and everything in it belongs to God. He even made you.
The king had a new thought.
I think since God made everything, including us, if anything is good, it's because God made it that way.
Now you're getting it.
So, if my kingdom was great, it wasn't because of me. The kingdom was great because God made it great. My job is to take care of whatever God gives me.
And when the king humbled himself, God restored his kingdom back to him.
Hold on. Archie, Bob, everyone, I have something to say.
But my lines!
I get it now. I was never the star of the play. God is the real star. I just had the honor to be a small part of God's creation.
That's good, Larry, but...
What wasn't good was how I acted. Bob, you're a really good director.
Thanks, but...
And the rest of you? You've always been supportive. In fact, the only reason I was good in the last show is because you guys made me look good.
Aww.
I'm sorry. I let my head get too big.
Head too big for your britches.
That's not how the saying...
Can you forgive me?
Of course we can. We forgive you, Larry. But there's still one thing.
What's that, Bob?
We have a show to do. Junior, can you help us out?
I'm pretty special, you see. I've got talent and gifts and some ability. I could act like a star and boast near and far. But bragging is a trap, you see. Instead, I'll brag about my God and the gifts he's given me. It's God, you know, who makes us all so special. He gives us gifts to help each other, so we should look to others instead of to ourselves. Let's share God's love. We've all been called to spread it. You can't do that when all we do is brag before our heart can stumble. Let's try to be more humble. Humble, 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 humble.
I'm pretty special, I know. I play soccer
and softball,
and I play cello.
But we're no better than him. We need to help others win.
But bragging is a trap, you see.
Instead, I'll brag about my God and the gifts he's given me.
It's God we know who makes us all so special. He gives us gifts to help each other so.
We should look to others
instead of to ourselves.
Let's share God's love. We've all been called to spread it. We can't do that when all we do is brag before our hearts
hearts can stumble, let's try to be more humble. Humble, 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 humble.
Thank you for coming to the show.
And Carla, if you're out there, I have something to say.
Ooh, Carla, the soccer player who wrote the fan letter.
I hope you learned the lesson I learned. You probably are good at soccer, but don't let that go to your head. True stars are humble and help everyone on the team to shine.
That's right. Someone is humble when they think about other people more than they think about themselves.
Too bad we don't have a verse ready to go with that lesson.
Hello! Up here! Did someone forget about me?
Ooh, an angel!
Oh, not again.
I bring you a very special croissant. Here you go!
Philippians 2, 3, and 4. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others.
And humble yourself before you go mad and eat grass.
That's not in the verse.
It's still good advice, although that grass did taste pretty good.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Remember, God made you special.
And he loves you very much.
Goodbye!
Mm-hmm.